If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I'm Bishop Eric Lambert of Bethel Deliverance International Church. Today, we're going to explore the Word of God as it relates to the time of restoration. Now, our focus will come from the book of Joel, where God promises, I will restore all that the locust, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and the canker worm has taken away. We live in a day where so many things have been taken from us, especially over the last year. But I stand here today to promise you God will restore everything the enemy has taken from you. In fact, in the book of Jeremiah, he says, I'm going to restore your health to you. So lift up your head and rejoice as you hear the word of God today. Believe the word of God, because when you release your faith, God begins to move in your life. Thanks for joining us. Now you stay tuned for the word of God. Gracious, merciful. I am glad he's slow to anger. Because during my stumbling stage of Christianity, I needed him to be slow to anger. And of great kindness. Look what he says in verse 14. Who knows if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him? Powerful imagery here. Since God is so good, you never know when he's going to come and leave a blessing. Do you know we as Pentecostals actually believe God is going to come into our church and kill everybody? And he says, I'm coming in to leave a blessing. God says, all of you with type 2 diabetes, I'm getting ready to heal you. In the next 5 minutes, I'm going to walk up and down every aisle simultaneously, and I'm going to blow my breath across the audience. But because you are so prone to think that all God wants to do is chop you up and spit you out of his mouth, you will never accept what God truly is. Do you know the number of people who, once they get to know me, they say, boy, I didn't know you were that nice. I said, that's right. Don't tell anybody. You know how good God is? Look at yourselves. You know how good God is? Take your hand and do this. You have fine motor skills. Did you button a button this morning? Did you zip a zipper this morning? Did your pupils expand and dilate? Oh, glory, God is good. Can you take a deep breath and hold it and let it out without a machine? God is good. Not a one of us is perfect, but God is good. Woo! Man, I feel like dancing. This is not a service for the sedity or the bougie. This is for those that are anticipating something. That no matter how deep you've fallen into a situation or how low you feel about your current situation, you know that it's not going to last always. You know that there is a restoration coming. Why? Because the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. And if God restored Joseph, if God restored David, if God restored all these people in the Old Testament, then God's going to restore me. God is no respecter of persons. And as long as there's life in my body, there is hope in my spirit. Opa! Listen to what he says. He said, who knows if he's going to come? Nobody knows what God's going to do. But I'm here to tell you right now what he's going to do. He's going to show up and leave a blessing. Now, if you keep anticipating death and defeat, that's what you're going to get. Amen. Dr. Daniel Amen is a brainiac guy. He just deals with the functions of the human brain, a super neurological doctor, comes on Channel 12 often. I love watching his shows. I purchased his book where it talked about the end of mental disease. And I'm telling you, in this book, he uses a three-letter acronym, A-N-T. It's called ANT. And he says every human being has ants in their brain. And then he goes on to describe the ant as automatic negative thoughts. He said, you don't have to do anything for a negative thought to come in your mind. It just settles. He said, but here's the physiological surprise. He said, once you begin to think it, your brain begins to work to make it come to pass. I said, Jesus said that. Jesus said in Mark's gospel, you will have what you say. So as long as you keep saying, these children are killing me, those children are going to kill you. As long as you keep saying, I don't see any way out, you'll never find a way out. That's an automatic negative thought. He said, and in like fashion, when you begin to shape your mind to think what God says, that I am the righteousness of God, I am blessed and I am superior to the works of the devil, that no weapon formed against me will prosper. He said, your brain will work with your spirit to get both of them working towards the economy of God. I refuse to hold on to ants when I can have the power of the risen God to bring me above all of this mess. Now, here's what God said. This is going to bless you. This is going to bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. He said, look, he said, who knows what he's going to leave when he comes? I used to have an uncle, and my uncle, we had a lot of uncles, and they would come to the house, and every time the uncles would come to the house, every child that was there would go up and ask for money. We didn't spare any uncle. Now, there was one, my uncle Benny. He didn't give us a lot of money in our hand, but Uncle Benny would sit on the sofa, and you remember in those days, you had those deep sofas that when you sat in, you kind of went, you know, in like a cantilever stage. And all of us loved it when Uncle Benny sat in that sofa, because we knew that when Uncle Benny got up, there'd be money in the crevices and the cracks of the sofa. In other words, he didn't come to bless us, but he wound up blessing us. You see, what you've got to do is be more focused on getting God involved. When you get him involved, he can't help but leave you a blessing. When he finds praise and worship, he's got to leave a blessing. When he finds unity, he's got to leave a blessing. Hey, Lord, have mercy. He might come in here to execute judgment and run into a wall of praise. And when he runs into a wall of praise, that feeling to execute judgment has been replaced by mercy. And when God shows up in mercy, you sick folk will be healed, you demonized people will be delivered, and you downtrodden folks will be lifted up. Restoration is coming. Woo, woo, woo. God, I know it's bad out here. I know things are bad, but don't you know that I'm still in love with you? Don't you know that my hands are aching and my heart is breaking, but I'm still in love with you? You know, God, I'm going through right now, but I still love you with all my heart, my mind, and my soul. God, I'm still in love with you. Watch what he said. Watch what he said. Remember, they have gone through ecological disaster. Listen to what he said. He said, who knows when he comes? Verse 14, chapter 2. Who knows what he going to do? He going to bring a meat offering or a drink offering. And I don't have time to go into those offerings. In other words, something of substance. And when God shows up, gone are the days when you say, I hope he's here. No, you're going to feel him. The only people that won't feel him are those that are dead to him. Now, I know some of you are super sophisticated. You look at church in a very orthodox manner, and when you come in, you kind of just, you know, well, praise the Lord. I don't think we need all of that. That is not what I come to church for. So I don't know why you folks are doing all of that noise and all of that banter. I don't get it.
will hang around us long enough. You ever see a wallflower at a party? They don't want to dance. They don't want to get involved. So they just kind of vegetate along the wall. And then the music is playing. And after a while, you start seeing them. Hey, huh? And you look over. And they up there, they're getting their jam on. But they were wallflowers. What happens? The ambiance of praise and worship will suck you into the vortex. The ambiance of giving God glory will pull even the most deadest person into this new attitude. Why? Why? Look what Joel says. I'm almost done. Look at Joel. He says, all right, in anticipation. Do you understand anticipation? Anticipation makes you wait. It keeps you waiting. See, anticipation makes you wait. You ever turn over a bottle of Heinz? Why'd you buy the Heinz? Because it's the best ketchup on the market. Now, I know some of you are going, no, it's Hunt's, and no, it's Huda. No, Heinz is the best. All right, but you got to wait as it comes out. Why? What takes it so long? There's a vacuum seal, see, that was designed to protect it. And so wise people, they usually hit the bottom or roll it in their hand. And those of you that are really impatient, you stick a knife in it and get it moving so that you can at least get it on the bread, you know, because you can't wait. Well, you can't hurry God.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. How did you enjoy that message? I know it gives you hope and a sense that God is going to move in your life. Never give up on God. Never give up on His word. We remember as children, we were taught that Paul Revere went around saying, the British are coming, the British are coming, in anticipation of a battle. I want to tell you, restoration is coming, and prepare yourself for it. Joel says, call a fast so that you can get your flesh weaker and your spirit strong. He says, sound an alarm, let everyone know that God is about to move. This is an exciting time. Jesus will return for His church, but that church has to be in a position of victory and power. So you will see restoration in your life. Just as He restored Job's life, He's going to restore yours. You take my word for it. God is not a God who wants His children to live in defeat. So lift up your head, lift up your hands, and let out a shout of victory as you see restoration coming back to your life. May the Lord continue to bless you, walk with you, turn His face towards you, and give you peace. God bless.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
Pray that you are blessed and encouraged by the message you heard today. To order today's message in its entirety, call 1-800-550-3284. When ordering, refer to the program title, Restoration is Coming, or the program number 07121P. To watch Bishop Lambert on local television, tune in to WBPH TV 60 at 7:30 a.m. on Comcast Cable, Monday through Friday. The national telecast can be viewed on the Impacts Network, now on Sunday evenings at 5:30 p.m., Comcast Channel 294, and Verizon Channel 787. Be sure to visit ericlambertministries.org to view the TV and radio schedule and find out when to catch the Climbing Higher TV and radio broadcast in your area. The service times, location, and more information about Bishop Lambert and Bethel Deliverance International Church, visit betheldeliverance.org or ericlambertministries.org, or follow us on social media through Facebook and YouTube. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.
I receive, I'm waiting for my harvest. It's coming.